Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, iHeartRadio 111 Productions, your pop culture episode, season 3, episode 17. Tara, take it away.
All right. So this is season 3, episode 17, A Tale of Poe's and Fire. Okay. So we start with Lorelai greeting guests at the inn for the Poe convention. And she says, there will be a complimentary cask of Amontillado on the table in your room. And if you're expecting your friends, Dr. Tar and Professor Feather, I'll send up another one. And then there's silence. And Lorelai says, you said you were with the Poe Society. And the guest says, yeah, but it's just a hobby. We're not Trekkies. So A Cask of Amontillado is a short story by Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1846. The story of a man named Montessor who decides to seek revenge against a man named Fortunato, who has insulted him.
And clearly none of us have read this book.
None of us.
Nothing. I'm like,
a lot of Poe references. And The System of Dr. Tar and Professor Feather is a dark comedy short story by Edgar Allan Poe, first published in 1845. The story is of a man's naive and unnamed narrator's visit to a mental asylum in the southern provinces of France. And then, of course, Trekkies is a term used for Star Trek fans. But you said it's Trekkers, right, Amy?
So it was always sort of like in conversation, people always said Trekkies. But from what I know, actually, people that are Star Trek fanatics call themselves Trekkers.
Hmm.
That's what I learned because I took a class at Cal on Star Trek The Next Generation. I got an A.
Wait, there was a class in it?
There was a class?
At Berkeley, at UC Berkeley.
Like, that's cool.
UC Berkeley would have a class on.
And on I got that. an A. Right. Boom. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Do they have classes on Gilmore Girls?
They should. There's I mean, they did Star Trek The Next Generation. When I was there, there was no Gilmore Girls because I went to college before Gilmore Girls existed.
They just announced a class based on Harry Styles. I can't remember the school.
There's a Taylor Swift one too.
Yeah, it's all about like fandoms and like the music industry, but it's based off of like Taylor Swift or Harry Styles.
I would take a Gilmore Girls class or a West Wing. You know, I love me the West Wing. By the way, Mr. Huntsberger is in 24. You know how I'm binging season 2 of 24? Mr. Huntsberger.
He was in something else I watched lately and I can't remember what it was.
Well, we're all going to be down at Epics and Chill.
I know. Get your tickets now.
Charleston, South Carolina, August, 21, 22?
If nobody FaceTimes me with Matt Zubri, I'm going to be like, actually, super bummed.
Six of us. Send me some selfies.
I know. And it's like just hotties. Straight hotties.
Six Gilmore guys will be there.
That's insane. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
All right, so this is Lorelai and Rory leaving the Poe Society performance. Lorelai says, no, you go ahead. I'll catch up. Rory says, okay, try to make it home in time for Charlie Rose. Billy Joel's on, and he might cry or something.
That's a good line.
So at the time, the Charlie Rose reference worked because he was a TV journalist and talk show host from 1991 to 2017. He was the host and executive producer of the talk show Charlie Rose on PBS and Bloomberg. All right, moving on to the next one. This is when
Quick question, sorry.
Yeah.
Why is Billy Joel crying or something? How does that reference make sense?
Because he's a piano man?
Because he gets emotional in interviews, maybe? Something like that?
Is it still rock and roll to him?
Because
he is an innocent man?
Because Charlie Rose is an uptown girl, maybe? Is Charlie Rose an uptown girl?
He's in a New York state of mind.
Could be in a New York state of mind with an uptown girl like Charlie.
Because Danielle, he didn't start the fire.
I can't.
I gotta think of more.
Oh man, we'll leave that one at that.
I gotta think of more.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that at that.
All that, I did not Google Billy Joel hits. All that came out of my head.
No, just right out
but
of
But I
the...
should be able to do more.
I was just like, did he have a performance where he just like totally cried on stage?
Because you're always a woman to me. Keep going.
No, Tara, for the love of God, please move on.
All right, let's keep going. All right,
for the longest time.
All right, so this is when Rory's entertaining the kids with sock puppets. Lorelai says, hey, Sherry Lewis, how's the show going? Rory says, oh, they're riveted. So Sherry Lewis is a ventriloquist best known for the sock puppet Lamb Chop. Her show on PBS won 6 Emmy Awards and first debuted on the show Captain Kangaroo in 1957. In 1994, Lewis told the Wilmington Star she liked to joke around with waiters by ordering a rack of lambs at every opportunity.
Mm, only the good die young.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Tara. Oh,
all right. So this is
Tara, really fast.
Yeah.
I love you just the way you are.
Oh, no. Amy's spiraling. We're going to get these.
Scott, we got to keep going.
Scott, you may be wrong, but you may be right.
Oh man. All right. So now we're moving into Michelle at Miss Patty's and they're answering the phone.
Dora, stop trying to be a big shot.
That was really relevant right there with me trying to move on. Oh man. All right. So Miss Patty says
I'm moving out.
She says, I was Ricardo Montalban's receptionist for 6 months and he never complained. So Ricardo Montalban began his career in the early 40s in Mexico. He made 13 films before coming to the U.S. in 1947 when MGM brought him to Hollywood to be a romantic lead.
He was that era's Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
He became an icon.
He was a stud.
He became an icon as both the white-suited Rourke, the star of the high-rated ABC drama, and as Khan, Captain Kirk's nemesis, in the 1982 film Star Trek.
I forgot he was Khan. He was Khan. I totally forgot for all my Trekkers out there.
Yeah, but he also sold cars, too.
Did he?
Shout out
to our friend Rosalind Sanchez, though, who is the new Ricardo Montalban on the Fox Fantasy Island.
He was very popular in car commercials.
Really?
Yes. That's why he was so famous. He was famous because he was mocked for his commercial, the Corinthian leather.
It's the Chrysler Cordoba.
The Chrysler Cordoba.
Cordoba
with the Corinthian leather. Comedians ever since or during that time would do their Ricardo Montalban imitation doing the Corinthian leather line.
I also will go on a limb and say got hotter as he got older. Like, I think he was at his hottest when he was like old.
Hmm.
Just saying. Hmm. Hello. Ricardo Montalban. I love that guy.
All right. So the next one is.
Oh my God. There he is as Khan. Look at that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Keep going. Yeah.
All right. So the next one was my favorite line from the show from Michelle. Lorelai says, "You check the Cheshire Cat, the Maiden's Teacup, the Cookie House, the Sugar Bear Inn." Michelle says, "Every place that sounds like Glinda the Good Witch threw up. Yes, all booked."
Yeah.
And Glinda the Good Witch is a fictional character from the Oz novels.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
All right, then moving on to the next one. This is Rory in Paris talking in Paris's room. Rory says, "So you've been incommunicado lately." Paris says, "I've had Nanny hold my calls, all the mail. My parents are away, so I've been totally Howard Hughes-ing it." Howard Hughes was an American businessman, pilot, philanthropist, and one of the most influential and financially successful men in the world. He became a millionaire at 18 years old after his father passed away, and he inherited his oil tool company.
Wow. You know who's got six bathrooms?
What?
You know who's got six bathrooms? Howard Hughes.
And Scott.
I didn't inherit squat, man. That's all. Nose the grindstone.
All right. So the next one is still in Paris's room. She says, "I'll get an apartment in Cambridge, buy a Harvard sweatshirt, and talk about Mira Sorviano a lot."
Oh, Mira Sorvino.
Sorvino.
And Tara. Speaking of another,
I know another one. Yeah, Paul.
Paul Sorvino.
Right. God, right. On. How great was he? Gosh.
Great.
He was so
and
great.
I like Mira Sorvino too.
And The Godfather. He was so great.
So it's too much to take.
Mira Sorvino is an American actress. She won the Academy Award and Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in Woody Allen's Mighty Aphrodite. And she also attended Harvard.
Don't forget Romy and Michelle. Come on.
Well, I was going to get there, but she also attended Harvard. Did you know that?
Oh.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah, she went to Harvard.
Smarter than us.
So still in Paris's room. She says, I was flipping through Harvard's class schedules when you were still delighting to the adventures of Gumby and Pokey. Rory says, I was more of a Pee Wee Herman kind of gal. So Gumby is an American clay animation franchise centered on the green clay humanoid character. And then Pokey was is a sidekick.
Talking, of course.
Yep. And then Pee Wee Herman is a comic fictional character created and portrayed by Paul Rubens.
Did anyone in this group love Pee Wee? Because like people love Pee Wee Herman.
No, but I definitely remember Gumby.
Yeah, I remember Gumby too.
I mean, serious. I remember Gumby.
I think I more remember Eddie Murphy as Gumby. I think there was an SNL skit.
Really?
You gotta give a shout out to Paul Rubens for creating this wild character that you know, really captured the imagination of just about everybody. I mean, it was
totally and Lawrence Fishburne
huge
was like
character. Pee Wee Herman is a huge character to create in a whole Pee Wee Herman has a whole ecosystem unto itself.
Thank you to who just reminded me that Lawrence Fishburne was Cowboy Curtis. Like, that Lawrence Fishburne's in The Matrix. What?
He was in Apocalypse Now, too, as a 12-year-old or something, a 13-year-old.
No!
Yeah.
Ooh, good tidbit.
He was on the boat taking Martin Sheen to Marlon Brando, and he got killed. Fishburne got killed by enemy fire, yeah.
All right, so moving on to the next one. This is when Lorelai is displaced after another couple comes to stay at her house. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to move it along over here.
It's fine. I'm out of Billy Joel songs. Keep going.
Lorelai says, I'm a nomad. Rory says, what? Lorelai says, I'm a lonely wanderer. Hank Williams would be too sad to write a song about me. So Hank Williams was a singer-songwriter regarded as one of the most significant and influential of the 20th century. And he often wrote about being lonely and sad. So that's where that reference comes from. And then this is when Lorelai is yelling outside of Luke's. She says, Luke, Luke. And then she yells, Stella.
Yeah, Stella.
So Stella, this is from the scene in the film A Streetcar Named Desire, when Stanley is screaming up at the window for Stella to come down to see him.
That's Marlon Brando, right?
It's an apt comparison, I believe. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right, and the next one is Jess talking to Rory through the window at Lane's. Jess says, oh, great, what else does she think I did? Start the fire, put Phil Spector up to it.
Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire.
Nailed it.
So Phil Spector was a record producer who worked with the Righteous Brothers, Tina Turner, and the Beatles and created the Wall of Sound, but was charged with murder and killing his wife, Lonnie Clarkson. All right, and this is the last one.
It was just one thing I did. Damn it. It's one slip up. Yeah.
So the last one, we're still with Rory and Jess in Lane's window, and Rory says, I told her, yes, you were going. Jess says, well, as they say on Family Feud, good answer.
Oh, my God. Such a way to end it, though, because right? I literally love Family Feud. I think it's one of the best game shows.
And I think Steve Harvey is a great current.
God, we should play.
Just minus one, he mixes up people's names, but that's okay.
Wait, who did?
It happens.
Steve Harvey.
He did?
Miss America?
Oh, you mean Miss America?
Yeah.
Or no, Miss Universe.
Oh, God.
Universe.
We should one of these days on like a special episode do some sort of Gilmore Girls Family Feud. I don't know how to do it yet.
That would be fun.
That would be fun, right?
Yeah, yes. I'm down. That'd be fun.
Top 10 answers on the board.
That's good.
That would be fun.
That's good. I like that. And a Jeopardy episode, too.
I know.
Oh, yeah, Jeopardy.
Can you imagine?
That'd be so good.
But do we do Jeopardy at the end? Like seasons 1 through 3 Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah. And I think we let fans, let's put up on the Instagram, hey, if you want to enter like in our Jeopardy. We don't know what we're doing yet, but like that'd be good.
That would be
crown
cool.
Our biggest I Am All In pod
that would be
listener
cool.
That knows That's so good. Much Gilmore, just everything.
Yes.
They'll definitely know that more than us.
Yes. That'll be cool.
Maybe we make that our Vegas episode. Maybe.
Sounds like a good time to embarrass ourselves. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We will lose. That'd be fun. Okay, cool.
And that's
cool.
It for pop culture today.
All right, kids. Thank you for downloading. Best fans on the planet. Love you guys. And yes, I guess we will see you in Vegas at some point. And we'll
that would be fun to do. Let's do Jeopardy in Vegas for a special Gilmore episode.
Maybe. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that?
I thought we
were just going to roll by the pool and chill.
We are, but we can get on a Zoom with people.
Yeah, it's a lot of work in the sun.
All right, well,
Vegas.
Fine. We'll do
two Christmas. Versus two.
In a bathing suit?
Let's see which of this crew will answer better.
Huh?
Yeah, we could start it with two versus two and see which of us win. But
I thought it was going to be like a flood of celebrity guests and musicians coming by to say hi.
Yeah, but we can do all that. Give us time. We'll figure it out. I will not be in a bathing suit.
I don't want to work. Why? It's Vegas. It's 110 degrees.
Oh, what God, is... I know. But
what? By the pool? No, I'll be in a bathing suit.
My private pool.
We'll figure it out. All right, kiddos. Yeah,
coming soon. Before the end of 2023, let's do some sort of... 2023.
2023? Yeah.
Coming soon in 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't been paid in a year and a half. What's going on?
I thought it was 2023. It's 2022. All right.
Bye. All right, kids. All right. Bye, guys. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.